you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5. Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. The Catlow Arts Center is a designated landmark in the National Register of Historic Places. Joining me today to discuss both the history and the future of the Catlow is Tim O'Connor and Cindy Williams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's an absolute delight. You know, I've driven by the Catlow many a time, and it's just... as it's reflected in the National Register, it is a landmark. It's part of the scene of Barrington. Can you give us a little background on? I mean, the Catlow was built in 1927.
Correct.
Can you give us a little history lesson about the theater?
Sure.
So Wright Catlow built the theater. His dad had owned a place called, I think it was called the Auditorium, and I think it was across the street, also on Main Street. And they used to have, silent movies. And then they decided to open a theater across the street. So Wright Catlow, I think they owned a quarry. This is all I think. It's secondhand news. So his brother and he, I think, owned a quarry. They got the stone from there, you know, the bricks and everything.
Yeah.
And, had it built. And it was the only theater for miles and miles around there back in 1927. And then in 1929, talkies came, so they converted over to that. And so they had vaudeville and talkies at the same time. You know, they both started. So that's what we want to do. We want to have talkies, and we want to have live stage. So that's the goal of our next endeavor here.
Very good. Now, the interior designer is a very famous individual. I'm probably going to slaughter the name, Alfonso Ianelli.
Ianelli.
Yes, yes. Do you know a little bit about the background there and his contributions?
I do. He was born in Italy and came over here and set up shop in San Diego. First, he studied with, I can't remember his first name, Burglum. The guy that chiseled out the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow.
So he studied under him. He became a fine sculptor. And then he also did graphic work. And then he married Margaret, who also did graphic design. And they teamed up to form Ianelli Studios. You know, they married and formed up. But then they were in San Diego. And John Wright, who was Frank Lloyd Wright's son, mm-hmm. used to go by his posters for the... I can't remember the name of the theater. There was a whole chain of theaters there, but I think it was in San Diego. And he saw his artwork and said, they became friendly. And then he found out that he did sculpture also. So he goes, you know, my dad's working on this big project called Midway Gardens in Chicago. You know, maybe you can help him out. So they got together and he built the sprites that were the surrounding statues all around the Midway Gardens. It was a giant beer hall. And right after they did it, I guess Prohibition kicked in.
Oh, no.
Talk about timing, right? But it was this beautiful building. And so they tore it down. I don't know when, but they took all the sprites and, you know, put them in a dump truck and dumped them in Lake Michigan. And so when people found out about this, you know, the historians and everything, they went crazy and they, you know, had people dive out there and get them and pull them back out. And you'll find them all over, you know, like... people have sprites in their yards or they have them at, you know, different areas and stuff. And they're just beautiful. So then Wright asked him to work with him on Midway and a hotel he's doing in Japan after that. But in the meantime, they've been having this back and forth argument about, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright was pretty well known, I guess, for taking credit for everything.
Oh,
so he took credit for the sprites and Ianelli wasn't too pleased with that. So he wanted to work on this hotel in Japan, and he was just like, thanks, but no thanks, you know. Which, he's done a lot of, he was kind of like, you know, Ray Starkey from New York, that he was that famous designer. He did the Lucky Strike label, and I think he designed the Studebaker, you know, things like that. He's really well known, mm-hmm. among, you know, designers. And Iannelli was pretty much our version of that. He did the Sunbeam coffee maker, the two round chrome balls with the Art Deco design on them and the toaster and the whole set. He designed that. He did ads for Marshall Fields. He did the relief on the Prudential building, the Rock of Gibraltar relief. And he did the pendants, I think you call them, around the planetarium.
Oh, wow.
The planetarium and, the encircling wall there. He did those. And he worked very much on the 1933 World's Fair.
Okay.
He did some of the exhibits there. He did some of the, I forgot. The Pickwick Theater. That's his.
In Park Ridge.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he after he moved here, he was based out of Park Ridge, and they started a foundation to buy back his residence. And it had been a flower shop or a gift shop, and they turned it back into his studio. Mm-hmm. So now you can go there and take a tour and everything. It's very interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yes. Yeah, in Park Ridge and right by the Pickwick on Northwest Highway.
Now, that's what Iannelli went on to do after he did the Catlow.
Right. Well, the Catlow, the original plans, he presented them to Park Ridge, the person that built the theater there, and they declined. And so Catlow picked those drawings up and brought it to Barrington.
Oh, wow.
That was the story we heard. Yeah, from a guy in the Pickwick Theater.
So. Very interesting. And now, does Iannelli play into the factor that it's a historic landmark?
Oh, very much so. He's the reason we got in, because of his. When you look around there, it's just beautiful. And then he leaves a statue in He did a statue for us. It's like a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he did one at the Pickwick Theater, and then he had two or three other theaters that were in the city, but they've been torn down since. So, but he's done churches. He worked with Barry Byrne on churches, and he's just got a real prolific career. If you can look up on the internet, you'll be amazed.
Now, the Catlow itself, if you were to describe the interior, what Iannelli has done with the interior, how would you translate that to listeners? Can you describe it for us?
It's supposed to be an old English entertainment hall type atmosphere. And when you walk in there, that's the feel you get. The outside's like a Gothic sort of Jacobean feel. And then the inside just is set up like a, old time English entertainment hall. And, he's got coat of arms all over the walls in the lobby. And he's got a giant one in the lobby by this big sconce that lights up the hallway. It's a pretty amazing building. It's pretty unique.
Now, Catlow, the proprietor, sold the business to Ed Skeen in 1964.
Skeen. Like a skinny iron, he used to say.
All right. Now, that took place in 1964. Do you know what happened with his tenure with the company?
Oh, sure. He ran it. He actually ran it during a tough period when TVs were coming in.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of is doing what Netflix is doing to theaters now, and what CDs or DVDs did and VHS did. More and more people stayed home. So he really built up the theater after all that, while that was occurring. And he had been Wright Catlow's representative from Columbia Pictures.
Oh.
So when Catlow was looking to sell it, he called, Ed said, give me a call if you're thinking of, doing it. So then he managed it for him for a while. And then he bought him in 1964. He bought it in May. So then we came along in 1988. We had, Roberto Rapata and I came along and started Bologna's Sandwich Shop in 1981. So we rented from him next door.
Okay.
And we were running out of seating room. So we said, we're either going to have to figure some way of getting into the lobby to expand, or we're going to have to move elsewhere. So he said we could break through the ticket booth. We put a door in the back of the ticket booth so you could walk through there. And then we had folding tables and set them up in there. So during the day, it was a place to eat. And at night, it was the theater again.
Oh, wow.
So then after we bought the theater, we kept that. And we were pretty much the first theater that served food besides hot dogs or tacos that I'm aware of And we were like one of the first on the internet in 1994.
Yes, I read that about you, that you were the first theater in Illinois on the internet, which is a pretty neat kind of point of trivia, I guess you could say.
Yeah, fat bit of good it did us, though, right? Now you're looking, everybody's on there.
Yeah, but it's still a feather to put in your cap.
Right.
It shows that you're proactive and that you're always seeking to expand and spread good business going forward. Now, you bought the place in 1988.
Correct.
To expand your sandwich shop.
Well, we had expanded earlier than that. And then we bought he wanted to retire and sell the theater. So we did like he did and said, you know, if you go to sell it, let us know.
Okay.
So he did. We got a group together and bought it. And then eventually over the years, we bought out the group. So, and then two of my partners, when they were sick or when they were, you know, the one was planning to pass away, he left his family left, or both of their families left their portions to me. So that was nice.
Oh, very good.
It's my sister and I own it. And then, Cindy and I started a nonprofit. We changed the name from the Catlow Theater to the Catlow Arts Center, and that's mm-hmm. where we're progressing from now.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about the process of moving to a nonprofit.
I'll tell you as much as I know because we're kind of stuck on. We went through the state. We're a nonprofit with the state right now, but we're working on getting the 501c3 tax portion arranged with the IRS. So that's where we're at right now. But and it's for us, it'll work out very well because the Catlow Theater's partners, the Catlow partners will still own the building, and then we'll rent to the Catlow Arts Center. And that way we plan on putting in a stage. This was Cindy and I have been planning this for quite a while. They have live entertainment in there. We've got people that we know that book. We've had people come and tell us, you know, we'll play there. So we're just waiting to get a platform or a stage or something put up there. And so we'll still be able to use the screen and then still, you know, provide live music in that.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today I'm talking to the proprietors of the Catlow Center Art Center, located in the heart of Barrington, Cindy Williams and Tim O'Connor. So in the 1930s, the Catlow stopped having the vaudevillian acts and just did movies.
Correct.
You want to bring back live entertainment to go along with movies as well now.
Correct, yes. Yeah, we want to get some live music in there. Kick the dust up in the building.
What is your what is your motivation for wanting to bring live entertainment to the area?
Well, it's just the theaters right now are going through a real tough time, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
At least if not for the chains, the little guys like us are going to have a tough time. So to transition us into our new period, you know, we were going to sit there for, you know, unfortunately, we had to declare bankruptcy for the Catlow Theater itself.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2019.
Due to the pandemic?
Pardon?
Due to the pandemic?
No, it was due to some... Roberta passed away and I made a couple of bad decisions or bad, you know, mm-hmm. like bad moves, and the theater business was going down. And so it wasn't profitable. We couldn't get movies, and we decided to shift gears. And then right when we started setting everything up, then the pandemic kicked.
Yeah.
And timing is everything, right? Again.
Yes. Now, are you looking to be more of a venue for like live touring acts or resident theater companies or both?
Local, both, yeah. So mm-hmm. to get us in that transition period, though, Cindy came up with two really good ideas, and I'd like her to talk about what she did. Because,
oh, please do. Yes, Cindy.
Hi. Well, my thought was to utilize the marquee because I thought that's such an asset there to the theater and the community, and especially during this, you know, depressing time that we've all gone through.
Yeah.
So what we've been doing is we've just put messages on the marquee regarding birthdays or anniversaries or celebrations of any sort. We've had marriage proposals, homecoming, prom, you know, so, or we just, if we don't have it booked, we just put up an inspirational message. So it's funny because now I have people texting and calling the Catlow saying, you know, what's the message for today? Or, oh, I really enjoyed that message. In fact, I went to my yoga class this morning, which is in Crystal Lake. Okay. And the yoga teacher, it ends up that, you know, we have some history there. And I told her what was going on with the Catlow. And she said, you know, I go online every day to see what the message is.
So you display it on your website as well?
Excuse me?
You display the message on your website as well?
Yes.
Oh, very
eventually, nice. We encourage them to take pictures of it, you know, and bring, like, if it's Johnny's birthday, his 16th birthday, bring them there, put them under the marquee, and then, you know, send it to us, and we put it on a web page as soon as we can.
And we're also using it for the holiday season. Like last year, we did Christmas cards. We photographed them, and they used that for their Christmas cards. So that was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, if somebody was interested in renting out the marquee, where would they go for information on that?
They would call our number, which is 224-634-7880. Feel free to call or text.
We're doing an ad.
Or send a text message.
Self-addressed. Say, I stay down.
And I always respond within hours. So, you know, I've had people call me, Ricky, at midnight and say, yes. Yeah, so that phone is with me 24/7.
Oh, boy.
I forgot to put down her hours, so now it's just kind of like 24/7.
They call anytime. I documented the earliest call was 5:38 a.m.
Oh,
the latest call was 11:47. But, you know, people in Barrington that are, you know, have been in the community for years and have all this history, and then suddenly it hits them, wait a minute, you know, we have a 90th birthday tomorrow. Let's put something on the marquee. And it's fun because sometimes, you know, we'll dash over there putting all those letters up at the last minute, and everyone's just so happy about it. It's brought a lot of pleasure and happiness. I listen to the stories, the conversations from the community and the people. And it's been a very positive thing, and, you know, in the situation that we've gone through for the last 20 months.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are there any stories that come to mind as an example of the joy that this marquee has brought to people?
Well, one comes to mind is when we were selling popcorn at curbside and wine and beer and whatnot. That was last summer, I believe.
Yes.
And
a year ago, somewhere.
That was the proposal, the marriage proposal. And so the young man had approached, you know, with his fiance to be, and Tim was sitting there. He said, wait a minute, this is occasion.
The girl comes over. They were at Shaku across the street having dinner. So he brings her across the street, and, you know, he's got, will you marry me, up on the marquee?
Mm-hmm.
She comes up to me, and I had a Star Wars poster, and she's going, oh, are you playing Star Wars here? And he's going, wait, come over here. Look what he's got playing now.
What's up there?
So finally, she kept talking movies. So finally, he gets her to go over there, and she sees it, and she looks up and
goes. He gets down on his knee.
Yeah, he gets down on his knee with the ring and everything. And she's going, is this real?
Oh, boy.
But she did say yes, and it was just really, it was fun being there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned that, Cindy, you had another idea that has been prosperous for the Catlow?
Doing private events and utilizing the theater, just utilizing this beautiful space in general. So whether it's for an anniversary or birthday or just people gathering, we decorate and have it catered, and, you know, have the cake and whatever they like, beer, wine, popcorn, just fun, just people getting together and really enjoying each other.
And
it
again,
was mostly family, so.
In the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, but
we've had,
now we have it on hold because we need to get the theater back up to code. It was grandfathered for us all those years. But now we have to get some fire alarms in there put in. So, you know, safety measures for the people. So once we get that done, then we're planning on moving forward with everything again.
Well, let's talk about the renovations that need to take place for the art center. What is on the table? What needs to get done?
We have our equipment is all up to date because of the Kickstarter campaign we ran. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, speakers, new screen. The seats are fantastic. They'll be great for live music, you know. Mm-hmm. But the village did a walkthrough, and they found egress issues, and then they found, you know, the fire alarms that need to go directly to the fire department, and then we need doors with push bars on them, mm-hmm. and then some doors that need to be removed. But we're trying at the same time to maintain the character of the building while we do this renovation process. So we're working together with the village to try to get it done, you know, on equal terms. So, okay.
And if people are interested in supporting this endeavor, how can they show their support?
As soon as we get everything hammered out, we're going to on our website, we'll have, you know, where they can make, we're hoping to get grants and funding. So, and also people will be able to make donations that will be tax deductible. So that's what we're aiming for.
If they donated now, it's just not tax deductible.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to get past that hurdle. But it's really tough for us, you know, to do the 501c3. So we're going to the Woodstock Theater. They're going to give us a tour
on Monday.
And we're really looking forward to it. And then we're going to see if we can talk to the person that set up theirs and kind of, you know, have them hold our hand through the process. But we're dying to get this going.
And that would that be the Woodstock Opera House that you're going to go?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good. Very good. It's a wonderful institution that a lot of great theater history there.
Now, beautiful.
We mentioned that, you know, you wanted to have live music, local events, touring events. Do you see yourself as a home for theater groups?
Yes.
Yes.
And are you working with anyone right now on that?
We were talking with the Parker Players, but that deal fell through, and we're still open to talk with them, but we just decided that the fit wasn't right for us the way it was set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to unfortunately turn down that deal. And now we're, you know, we've talked to them since and said, you know, we're still going to work something out, but, you know.
Or another theater group.
Right, yes.
That's interested, yeah, so. For sure.
And what is the timetable for the renovations of the Capitol?
We want yesterday, you know, mm-hmm. as soon as they say go, we're ready to go.
Okay. And
it's a matter of funding.
You're right.
It's the funding.
And
we open today, Ricky.
Yeah.
And where is the funding going to come from?
Well, we have a teeny bit left, but what I was going to say is when we went bankrupt, we, unfortunately cut ourselves off from the shuttered venue grant that they had.
Right.
So because they based on your 2019 income. And so we're working with a gentleman from SCORE now to try and see if there's some way that we can get some kind of funding for the short time we were open and from January to March 15th.
Okay.
But, you know, we're just, hoping we get this process of the 501c3 set up.
it's difficult to say, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we can, corporate sponsors would be nice too. Yeah. Like somebody could have it be like the Ricky Lee Travolta Catlow Theater.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Yeah,
that's
there you
good.
Go.
The Metropolis in Arlington Heights does a really great job with soliciting sponsors. So they might be open to talking to offer some tips on that.
Right. That'd be great. Yes. We're open to anything.
About,
yeah.
We talked about going there also and speaking to them.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful
Wilmette
organization.
The Wilmette Theater's now made the transition.
And Ron Onesti just partnered up with the Des Plaines Theater. We went to the grand opening for that.
Right.
Which he was kind enough to give us tickets to. Thanks, Ron. And it was, it's amazing what they've done in Kevin Kastner and his band played there, and it was just fabulous. It was amazing.
Wow, that just sounds amazing. And we have to repeat that kind of success with the Catlow now.
Yes.
We have to get it renovated and then have a huge opening. So what do you see as the immediate and more long-term future for the Catlow?
The immediate is just finishing up this process. The long-term is top of the world. You know, we're going to have some of the biggest name acts we can get in there. And I think the Barrington community would be able to support that. And
definitely,
you know, I mean, it's not impossible to say that we couldn't get some, you know, top name bands in there for a premium. and have the people of Barrington say, oh yeah, we saw him at the Catlett. We brought him here ourselves. So, you know, we'd like to see, we just like to see it move on and continue for generations.
In surrounding communities. Yeah. I have people, younger people that are millennials that are driving from Roscoe Village, yeah. Ricky, just to pick up popcorn and just to have host parties at the Catlett. They love it. We have alumni from, you know, Barrington High School that are coming,
right,
and they're hosting parties with their friends and now their wives and their children. And they said, we grew up with this, so we want to expose our children to what we had. So there's a demand.
And it should be fun.
Interest.
And what about the sandwich shop? Is that still operational?
We just renamed it, but we had named it Showtime Eatery. And, you know, it just wasn't the same. It's just, you know, not the same without Roberta there. So now we're reopening it as Bologna's Eatery. So we're going to have a different menu, but we're going to keep some of Bologna's original sandwiches. And it'll be a surprise for people. It's going to be top quality like it was before.
Now, for marquee, renting the marquee or for private parties, you want to contact Cindy Williams at 224-634-7880. You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. My guests today have been Tim O'Connor and Cindy Williams, the proprietors of the Catlett Arts Center, located in the heart of Barrington. For information on how you can help speed the renovations in this national treasure, visit thecatlett.com. Tim, Cindy, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks. We're honored that you thought to have us on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate it. It was great.